Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of a number of books, including the novel Warrior Monk and his new book, Chuck Versus the Business World. It's about that TV show, Chuck, and it's pretty entertaining and informative book. And he's our good friend, Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you. As you know, Ray, and as my audience has heard me say, I'm broadcasting live from Small Business Week here in our nation's capital, helping the U.S. Chamber celebrate Small Business Week, and wouldn't want to have Small Business Week without you guys at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council weighing in on things, Ray. And I know you've been writing and talking about highlighting some things for this week, and I'd like for you to share some of those ideas with us.
Sure. Well, you know, it's I looked at some numbers, some trends in terms of what's going on in terms of small business themselves, you know, small businesses themselves, also what's going on the jobs front, and also what's actually being talked about in our nation's capital, including by the president, in terms of what's supposedly going to help small businesses. But some of them, you know, we're still in this miserable recovery after this incredible recession, so the numbers aren't too surprising. But when you look at a few things, it's pretty sobering. I mean, I looked at the number of self-employed, you know, unincorporated self-employed. Those numbers are down substantially from the recent high in late 2006. So the trend there has been, quite frankly, down. And when you look at incorporated self-employed, same thing there, a little bit of an uptick recently, but, in terms of the recent high was hit in 2008, and it's been down since then. So that's troubling on a number of fronts. I mean, obviously, you want small businesses growing to get the economy moving, to get job creation going. Also, there's that factor that during a downturn, sometimes you see a little bit of a leveling off or even perhaps a little uptick in some of the self-employed because people are losing their jobs and they're kind of pushed into the entrepreneurial waters. But we didn't see any of that. We haven't seen any of that in the recession. We haven't seen it in the recovery. You know, you can look at births and deaths of businesses, and the trend there is been pretty bad as well. So
this is something I predicted in January of 2009, Ray. I predicted in my predictions, I said that this recovery would not, whenever it happened, it hadn't happened at that time, but whenever it happens, that one of the things that would be missing from this recovery that was not missing in the last couple was startups. Because I knew that the credit card availability had been basically the lid had been put on that. And I knew home equity was basically gone. Those are the two things that most people, including yours truly, used to bootstrap a small business when they start. And those two things are going to be gone. And so I predicted that the startup phenomenon was not going to be part of this recovery, and that's what's come to pass. And it's not complicated, right?
No, you hit the nail right on the head. And that's, you know, that issue of not having those two critical lines of credit, that availability has been a big issue in terms of this, and in terms of these numbers. Also, you got to understand, that's not only bad news for now, but it's bad news as we look ahead because, you know, you need those startups coming up with the new ideas, the innovations, the new products and services, the improvements, and making those investments and growing and getting the economy, not only going now, but growing in the future and adding jobs in the future.
Well, the other thing that it does, you know, the economy is nothing if not an emotional organism. There's plenty of emotion in a marketplace, in an economy. And when you're starting a business, even though, you know, when I started my business in 89, in May of 89, I wasn't any more successful the next minute than I was the minute before, but I was excited about it. You know, I turned my emotions around.
Oh, sure.
And here's the other thing, Ray. I hired myself. I created a job. The moment I said, I am now a small business owner, I created a job.
Right. Oh, and you're absolutely right. And again, you laid the groundwork for future growth as well, as so many entrepreneurs do.
Yep. That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Ray Keating and talk about Small Business Week and what needs to be done to make next Small Business Week a better week. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.